This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. What have we got on tap for this hour? Well, they're trying to disarm you. We're going to talk about the ATF taking away gun licenses and you don't know about it.
Violent communists were sending F-16s to Ukraine. Trump won't debate. And so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're not doing any of that right now. And this is the time where I throw in a little programming note to give you a heads up. This may be a little bit of an adjustment. You know, every Monday we do Medal of Honor Monday at this time, right? Every single Monday we read a Medal of Honor citation, talk about it a little bit and so on. I've decided there occasionally there's going to be an adjustment to that. And here's what I mean. Sometimes around these Medal of Honor segments, I feel like it's appropriate to do a little history around it, do a little of the history around it. But it always felt kind of odd doing the history around it after the Medal of Honor segment, after I read the Medal of Honor citation. The citation comes alive more if I tell you about what's happening before I read the citation, does it not? It makes sense to do the history first. But there's a problem with that. Consistency. If you're going to do a segment, a special thing, you want to do it at the same time every week so people know when it's coming. I don't know how many emails from people saying, I tune in for Medal of Honor Monday, every Monday. I'm always ready. I'm always this. I'm always that. So it kind of throws off the timing. Here is my heads up to you. Going forward, if I decide to do some history around Medal of Honor Monday, it's going to come before, therefore the reading of the actual citation might come in this segment. It might have to wait till the next one. All right? Now, Wake Island. What in the world is Wake Island? What does it matter? You've never heard of it before. You've never seen it. Where is it? What's the deal with this place? Well, here's the deal. In the Pacific, always remember this, in the Pacific, in warfare in general, you always want to have a position where you can set up shop, observe things, supply guys. You want extra positions. You want outposts in different places. Does that make sense? You always want an extra outpost. And here's something we don't think about a lot, especially because we live in a world where it's so digital and we think everything is on a satellite image or something like that. There's no mystery out there, which even if you think of it that way, it's important you understand we still need this to this day. You need eyes and ears. You need to know what's going on out there. You have to have some way to see it and some way to hear it. Otherwise, you don't know. There are more history stories than I can talk about in history. More history stories in history. More history stories that I could count where enemy armies have essentially stumbled into each other almost accidentally. Whoa, oh my gosh, here they are. I guess we're fighting. You don't automatically know where people are. That's not how it works. You need eyes. You need ears. America in the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, America started feeling like we wanted to get in the foreign colony game a little bit on a lower level. We wanted to get in this game. We ended up with a place called Wake Island. Wake Island is, okay, so picture California, picture Japan. Let's say you're leaving California. If you get about 75% of the way to Japan, you will run into Wake Island. But you're never going to run into Wake Island unless you're looking for it, because Wake Island is approximately the size of a walnut. It's just some tiny little island. And there's not even any fresh water on Wake Island. So why in the world would we ever take possession of it? Well, eyes and ears. Place for supplies. Place we can have some guys set up shop. Now, let's fast forward to December 7th, 1941. You know that date well. That date was Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor came. And everyone knows about Pearl Harbor. You know about it. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. We're not going to do a Pearl Harbor thing. The Japanese surprise attacked us without declaring war at Pearl Harbor. What you might not know, unless you like reading about the war in the Pacific, was Pearl Harbor was, yes, it was part of the Japanese kickoff for World War II, but it was only part of it. Over the next, weeks, they invaded all kinds of places. Shoot, in the next 72 hours, they were attacking places all over the Pacific. They were trying to grab everything in this little few day span there, shock attack everyone and surprise them. Which brings us to Wake Island, you see. Wake Island, we had just kind of really started taking it seriously and building it up. We had some civilians on the island. Mostly it was Marines on the island and some sailors on the island. Now, what did the island consist of? About this time, the island was really planes. It was a Marine air wing, right? It was a Marine fighting squadron. It was Marine planes and some grunt Marines and some sailors and some civilians. They wanted an airstrip, so we had a way for dive bombers and our fighter planes to take off. So they built themselves a little airstrip. And they started putting various gun systems up. Okay, we want these anti-aircraft guns. We want these seaside guns. These are more for, you can do a lot of damage to a ship if a ship pops up, right? But you have different gun placements and defensive placements all over the island. December 7th, 1941 happens. Pearl Harbor happens. All of a sudden, word gets to Wake Island. We have been attacked. We've been attacked in Oahu by the Japanese. This is not a drill. Get ready. Now that brings us to the man in charge at this time. His name was Devereaux on Wake Island. Devereaux. It should be noted now that his men hated his freaking guts. Why? Because he worked them like dogs. He would apparently work them 12 hours a day in the heat, just digging. Digging trenches, building emplacements. Remember when I've told you warriors throughout history spend so much of their time doing boring things like digging and waiting? It's not all shooting and moving and stuff like that. A lot of it's boring, monotonous construction work, for lack of a better way to put it. Well, he worked his guys like dogs, and they ended up hating him for it. But they respected him, and they feared him. And on December 8th, remember Pearl Harbor was December 7th, on December 8th, the Japanese decided that was the time that they were going to sweep this little meaningless spit of an island off the sea. Maybe they could use it for something, maybe they wouldn't, but after all, we're dealing with, 1,000 Marines? How hard is it going to be? So the Japanese send in some planes. They actually bust up our guys on the ground pretty good with some planes, but they catch kind of a lot of returning fire, as in way too much returning fire. Whoa, okay, what's going on this island? These guys aren't laying down. What's going on? Now I need to pause here for a very specific reason. This fight I'm about to go over on Wake Island, just briefly, it went from the 8th to the 23rd. So this wasn't a one-day affair. That was just kind of the opening shot at it. But you should understand how disheartened the American people were at this time. It wasn't only Pearl Harbor. Remember, in the immediate wake, I didn't mean to say that, pardon the pun, in the wake after Pearl Harbor, in the days after Pearl Harbor, we lost our position in the Philippines as well. The Japanese started shelling us there. We were retreating. That would end up in the Bataan Death March type stuff, but we were on our heels. We were experiencing something Americans had really never experienced, not since War of 1812, Revolutionary War type stuff. There was a foreign power that was kicking us around. We were losing. We were very proud to be Americans, very patriotic, especially back then. And we were losing and we were getting kicked around and it was getting a little bit disheartening. Can someone explain why the Japanese are beating the crap out of us everywhere we run into them? What's going on? And then that brings us to this tiny island. Pearl Harbor's fallen. Philippines are busy falling. And the Japanese decide after their little first air raid, they're just going to send just this small group of ships in. Let's go ahead and sweep these Marines out of here. Let's be done with this whole thing. Well, that's when they ran into a problem. And we'll go over that problem real quick when I get back. Then we'll do this Medal of Honor citation. And then we'll get back to all the politics and the violent commies and the Trump stuff and everything else. Now, before we get to that, let's do something here. Speaking of values and patriotism, we talk about putting our money where our morals are. And we talk as if that only means we have to abstain from certain places. Well, that's true. You shouldn't be spending your money on Disney. But where are you sending your investment money? You know that you could be investing, not only investing in real estate, you could be investing in real estate with a company that shares your values. And I have sat down with the Done For You real estate boys. Let me just tell you, they are our people. And Normal Joe, did you know that you can have a real estate portfolio too? That they'll handle it all for you. They'll find the properties, the financing, the closing. They do the rental. That you can build one. Start at one maybe. Maybe end at 10 one day. All you have to do is go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how. Doneforyoujesse.com. These are our people. Go check them out.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, doing a little history around Medal of Honor Monday, which I'm going to get to that Medal of Honor citation in a moment. Then we'll get to all the political stuff. Okay, so the Japanese decide they're going to send in this little naval unit to go in and clean things up. They're going to wipe out these guys on Wake Island. Well, remember when I told you the Wake Island guys had set up a bunch of defensive guns? They had. The problem was the defensive guns were limited in range. The naval vessels the Japanese were on, not so limited in range. That's a long way of saying the Navy ships for the Japanese could shoot at the Marines on Wake Island a long time before the Marines could shoot at them. The Marine commander on Wake Island, Devereaux, knew this and told the Marines to do what had to be the most difficult thing ever. Don't shoot. Play possum. Let them come closer. And so the Marines had to sit there while they were being shelled over and over and over again as the Japanese ships got closer and closer and closer. The Japanese took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They got way too close, And then, boom, he gives the order to fire, and the Marines just unleash hell and start sinking Japanese ships. It really is one of the great stories. It's one of the great Alamo-type stories out there. The Japanese have to back off and pull away. They're all, hey, I'm done with all this. We started launching our fighters at them, dropping dive. We sent a 100-pound bomb from a dive bomber through one of their destroyers, sent him to the bottom of the ocean. We were just making life miserable for these Japanese. The Japanese had finally decided they were done screwing around. They'd had enough of it. And they sent a huge ground force to land on the island and essentially sweep them off. The Marines, not just the infantry. Remember, every Marine is a rifleman. The Marine pilots and everyone, they grabbed their rifles and went and fought it out. And they were given way better than they were getting. But eventually, they had to surrender, and Wake Island was lost. The Wake Island battle should have been about 30 seconds. It went from December 8th to 1923, which brings me to this email suggestion. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and your Medal of Honor suggestions if you have one you'd like read. This guy said, Oracle, I came across this stud the other day and thought it would be a great suggestion for Medal of Honor Monday. Henry Elrod, Marine pilot. Dude shot down multiple Japanese aircraft, sank a ship, and when his plane was no longer flightworthy, he picked up a rifle to defend Wake Island. I assume if he had a knife, he would have used that too. Keep doing what you do. And without further ado, here it is.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life and above and beyond the call of duty while attached to Marine Fighting Squadron 211 during action against enemy Japanese land, surface, and aerial units at Wake Island, 8th of December to 23rd of December 1941, engaging vastly superior forces of enemy bombers and warships on 9 and 12th of December, Captain Elrod shot down two of a flight of 22 hostile planes and executed repeated bombing and strafing runs at extremely low altitude and close range, succeeded in inflicting deadly damage upon a large Japanese vessel, thereby sinking the first major warship to be destroyed by small caliber bombs delivered from a fighter type aircraft. When his plane was disabled by hostile fire and no other ships were operative, Captain Elrod assumed command of one flank of the line set up in defiance of the enemy landing, and, conducting a brilliant defense, enabled his men to hold their positions and repulse intense hostile fusillades to provide covering fire for unarmed ammunition carriers. Capturing an automatic weapon during one enemy Russian force, he gave his own firearm to one of his men and fought on vigorously against the Japanese. Responsible in large measure for the strength of his sector's gallant resistance, on the 23rd of December, Captain Elrod led his men with bold aggressiveness until he fell, mortally wounded. His superb skill set as pilot, daring leadership, and unswerving devotion to duty distinguished himself among the defenders of Wake Island, and his valiant conduct reflects the highest credit upon himself and the U.S. Naval Service. And he gallantly gave his life for his country. Semper Fi, warrior. All right. I am going to get to some emails soon. I just wanted to get to a couple things real quick about Biden's ATF and another commie got caught doing something violent. So I'm going to get to these things. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We got all kinds of stuff we still have to get to. Let's get to something good. Let's get to something wonderful. You know what's wonderful? A good night's sleep. Maybe I'm getting old, but it's become something I place more of a priority now than ever before. Because when you wake up after a good night's sleep, your entire day is better. And when you wake up after a bad night's sleep, you're just snappy. At least I am, just a crabby bear with everybody. MyPillow helps you get that sleep by giving you the greatest sheets ever. Giza Dream Sheets. Giza is the world's best cotton. Purchase some Giza Dream Sheets at the lowest price ever. MyPillow right now has their lowest price ever on the greatest sheets ever. And remember, they have all kinds of colors and styles and sizes. You get them as low as $29.98. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener special square you see, and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get your deal. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. We're never without one in our house. I think we have three sets at this point. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them. They're wonderful on the phone. Just call them. 800-845-0544. Go get your Giza Dream Sheets. Let's talk about violent commies in the ATF. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's only Monday, baby. Isn't that so exciting? Sorry, I hate to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy anymore. Remember, you can download the podcast of the show. They podcast every show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, and the podcast is free. All right, it's all free. I'm going to try to make sure it's always free. All right? The iHeart Radio app's also free. So it's just a big... just a big ball of free around here. That's, look, Chris, it's important you remember.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's the only thing that's not free, pal. That's the only thing that's not free. Let's talk about violent communists in the ATF before I get to emails. There's a bicyclist, Raleigh, North Carolina. August 12th, if I have the date right. Yep, August 12th. Pulls his bicycle up to a yard sign. The yard sign says, Trump won. You know, there are a bunch of Americans in this country who believe that Trump won the 2020 election. And I have news for everybody, left and right, who has an issue with that. In a free country, you're allowed to question elections. That's part of what makes it a free country. And if you ever get to a point where you're not allowed to question the legitimacy of an election, then you actually already live in a tyranny. There's nothing at all wrong with saying 2020 was stolen. That's a completely legitimate position for a free person to take. Anyway, so there's a yard sign out there that says Trump won. This is in Raleigh, North Carolina. August 12th, this dude pulls up to the sign and gets off of his bicycle. Ring, ring, gotta get off real quick, guys. He gets off of his bicycle. And this is in broad daylight. I've watched the video. I'm not doing this secondhand. I've watched the video. Gets off of his bike and starts kicking the sign. Only he's not even really kicking it hard enough to kick it over. They're kind of real feminine. He probably throws a little limp-wristed little side kicks. And he doesn't even really move the sign. It's a big sign. Looks like it's got a stick or rebar as the sides to it. But he doesn't damage anything, really. Just kind of beep, 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 does a little kind of couple of limp-wristed kicks and then moves on about his way. And then August 15th comes. August 15th in the dark. He comes back, only this time he brought equipment with him. Arson equipment. He brought clearly fluid and a way to light it, and he lit the Trump 1 sign on fire. Burnt it down. Should be noted, I already have the man's name, I believe. I am not 1,000% sure, and I don't give out information unless I am 10,000% sure on this show, so I will not be giving it out. But look, by tomorrow, it'll be set in stone, but I believe I already know who the person is because this is the age of the internet and everything's on camera now, and when you do stupid, violent things like that, you're going to eventually get caught. Anyway, you should know this guy. He's not some homeless drug addict. You should know that about him in the very least. He's not some multi-time felon with nothing to lose. Not a care in the world. Screw Trump, I blame him. This is, if I'm to believe all the details I've been given, and I do believe them, a very accomplished, middle-aged white male. Life's going fine for him. So what in the world would prompt you to do such a thing? And look, I understand even teenage boys doing things that may be reckless or illegal. That's what teenage boys do. Their brains aren't fully developed. They do really stupid things. And boys, I'm talking to my sons, I'll kill you if you ever do something stupid like that. But boys go around with baseball bats and knock over mailboxes. They do. You shouldn't. That's a really selfish dirtball thing to do, but that's the kind of thing teenage boys do. Teenage boys, what's something illegal I've done before? Oh, you already know this. Let's talk about the illegal forest fire I set off in Mount Fuji in Japan. I had some accomplices, I will say, but okay, I set off a fire, wildly illegal. Do not do that against the law. It's totally against the law. Why wouldn't I do that today? Because I would never consider it. Unless there was a life in danger, my own or someone else's, I would never consider it. Why wouldn't I do that today? Because somebody would end up busting me or I'd be worried about getting busted. And then, boom, my name's in the paper, probably out of a job, everything, breaking the law, total disaster. So I just wouldn't do it because I have so much to lose, just like you do. But this guy, with so much to lose, went back twice with lighter fluid and lit a sign on fire, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get charged with a felony. If not, it'll be a serious misdemeanor. We're talking community service and whatnot, but that's probably a felony. You can't just light fire to other people's stuff. They tend to frown on that. Why? Well, if you think he's a progressive or a liberal or he leans left or he's a Democrat, it would be very confusing for you. But if you understand he's a religious zealot. He's a communist. He's a religious zealot. He's a jihadist. Then it makes sense. They always give you these glimpses of who they are. And just always remember this. And this applies not only to this dirtball. This applies to liberal Aunt Peggy. Violence is not what they do. Violence is who they are. It is woven into who they are. It's a central element of who they are. Because when you're serving a God who demands sacrifices and demands destruction, and you think you're the good guy, violence just comes with it. We've talked about it before. You'll see the person that you identify. Well, that's Peggy. She's such a progressive, kind of a loony lefty. And then you'll see Peggy get on her social media account, her Facebook account some night when she's mad at you. You're in a fight over Black Lives Matter. And what did you see? What'd she say? Someone post her address. Hey, what's this lady's address? Why? What is that? Well, that's a threat. That's a threat of physical violence. That's why you would threaten or actually give out someone's address. You want something violent to happen to them. Either you want to do it yourself or you want them to do it. If I ever come on this show and I say, hey, I've had enough of Jewish producer Chris. He lives at 123 Johnny Walker Lane. I'm just saying. Well, you'll know what I'm saying, right? What do you think I'm giving? You think I'm giving out his address so you can go put Christmas lights up at his house? That's a call for violence. Well, I guess Christmas lights would probably be more offensive than anything else for Chris. But anyway, that's not where I was going with that, Chris. But still, it's a call for violence. And yet, you see it all the time. They can't help themselves. Remember that article we pulled up? It was a Breitbart article. I want to make sure I give them credit. There's this running narrative because they're trying to make you an enemy of the state, which we're going to get to that in a minute. They're trying to make you an enemy of the state. And so there's this running narrative about this domestic violence problem on the right. And the right has all these domestic white supremacists and extremists and domestic violence. But the real truth of the matter is I have an article right in front of me with 395 specific incidents of communist violence within the borders of the United States of America in just the past few years. Acts of violence after acts of violence after acts of violence after acts of violence over and over and over again. Assaults, vandalism, murder, assaults, vandalism, murder, commie violence, commie violence, commie violence, commie violence. Why? It's not what they do. It's inherent in who they are. It is who they are. Communists commit acts of violence because communists are religious zealots. When you think of them like an Islamic jihadist, you will have a much better understanding of how they think. Much better than if you think, well, he's a liberal. That does not get you ready for these people. Speaking of which, we have a couple things I have to get to. Speaking of making you an enemy of the state, before we get to those things, one of the things the state is currently doing to you is they're destroying the value of your dollar, and then they're going to move it to a digital dollar. A digital dollar so they can then determine how much meat and gas and ammo you're allowed to buy, or if you're allowed to buy any at all. Have you been a good enough citizen? I hope so. If that sounds like a horrific world you don't ever want to live in, there's only one backstop against it. Do you have another way to purchase goods and services that doesn't involve the dollar? Maybe some gold coins? Silver coins? You know, the things that have been purchasing goods and services for, oh, I don't know, ever. Oxford Gold will deliver that gold you can hold right to your front door. They'll also put it in your 401k. They'll put it in your IRA. It's a protection plan, not just for your portfolio, for everything, man. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call, all right? 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Back to those communists about the Hawaii fires and whatnot. Oh, turns out we got breaking news here.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, world-class piece of trash, has decided to chime in on the homes in Maui. Do keep in mind we have parents missing their children, children missing their parents. Probably 1,000 bodies cooked to a crisp. This is what the governor had to say.
The fact of the matter is there's a beast at our door, and that's the beast of climate change. It seems like the whole world is on fire. We need to defend ourselves from climate change. We need to decarbonize our economy so these fires don't ravage us. There's not enough fire trucks in the world to protect us if we don't stop climate change.
Just a reminder again about a couple things. There's no such thing as man-made climate change. Man cannot and will not ever control the weather or climate patterns of the world. That's actually the most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life. That's one. Two, Jay Inslee is a communist. And so when he sees children burnt to death in Hawaii, he does not feel a tug in his heart to stop it. As a communist, he doesn't feel anything because he doesn't feel things for human beings. What he sees is an opportunity because he knows you feel things. So the communist will do what the communist does best, and that's use your values against you. He knows you don't want any more dead children. So he tells you, I can stop it. I can stop it. Just give me all your freedom, all your money, all your meat, all your gas, all your everything. I'll stop those fires. Of course, he knows that's a lie, but that's what he's doing. Which brings me to this. Jesse, has the war on terror become the war on Republicans? Very clearly a new listener, or maybe he missed that show. No offense, by the way. I realize people don't hang on my every freaking word. But we did a talk about that once before, and I think it's important we do a talk about it again. There's a new story out about Biden's ATF revoking licenses for gun dealers. Now, what's happening here? What am I talking about? Why are they revoking licenses for gun dealers? Well, gun dealers in America, gun dealers are, one, sacred. Two, they are attacked and have been attacked for the longest time by this government. They are way overregulated, not just because of Democrats, keep in mind. Keep in mind that Republicans, they love to give ground on the Second Amendment. They love it. The NRA does it. Republicans do it. Republican governors, senators, congressmen, state house, state senate, especially in the wake of a shooting, Republicans oftentimes love to run to the press and give just a little ground on guns. Because they've given so much ground on guns over the years and never taken any ground back, gun dealers are subject to all kinds of regulations, and it's way over the top when it comes to regulations as far as crossing T's and dotting I's. Essentially, if you want, you can walk into a gun dealer and probably find some kind of discrepancy on some form or another at any time because they've made it too complicated to follow the law. This is a big part of what tyrannical governments will do. They'll simply pass too many rules. You can't follow them all. They'll turn you into a lawbreaker and you're busted. Biden's ATF has been doing this to firearms dealers in the United States of America. They'll go through, they'll do some big audit on all their paperwork, and the incidents themselves, I won't bore you with the details. It's amazing how little they find. There's just nothing there. And it's honestly, it's an initial missing here or something like that. And none of the incidents resulted in a bad guy getting a gun, and they're taking away the licenses of the dealers. Why? What's that got to do with the war on terror and all that? Why? Why? Well, it's not complicated, remember. Remember, Normie Norm will think this is too harsh and too far. Norma is never going to get it. She won't get it. No, that doesn't sound right. The communist has achieved almost everything on his list that he wants to achieve in this lifetime. Almost everything. I'm talking about the American communist. He has managed to infect and take over corporate America, the education system, media. He makes our movies. He makes our music. He took over the sports. He took it all. But there is still this endless thing nagging at him. It's almost like a parasite eating up his guts from the inside. He can't stand it. He absolutely can't stand it. What is that thing? Well, remember what we were just talking about the guy in the yard sign? How violence is not what they do, it's who they are. The communist here in America, gosh, he wants to hurt you so bad. He really does. That's why they've assaulted and murdered you for over 400 times now in the past few years. He just can't, gosh, he wants to hurt you so bad for what you believe. You know, I actually had a relative email that to me once. never had too many crosswords with him, certainly never acts of violence. And as a grown man, this is a man with a wife and kids, emailed me, and that's was pretty much verbatim what he said. He said, gosh, I want to fight you to the death so bad. He just can't help it. He wants to so bad. Why can I hurt you? The guns are why. Oh, he can shoot you dead in a place like Portland where that Trump supporter got shot in the head. He can get you in the blue places where they'll oftentimes be let off scot-free. But the truth is, nationally, the American right is absurdly armed. So many weapons. So much ammo. And it's like this final goal is right in front of the communist's face, and he can't quite reach it. It's like it's just out of reach. All he wants now, he has everything else. He has, even has the DOJ. He has the FBI. He has the freaking CIA. He has all of it. And he just wants to hurt you now so bad, and he just wants to kill you, and it's just out of his reach because you have all these freaking guns. And it eats him alive. It eats him alive that he can't just hurt you. They want to, though. They want to bad. You better keep it in mind that they want to, and you better keep in mind that the new war on terror is the war on the American right. Every part of America's national security apparatus has been aimed now at the opponents of Democrats. Going to be a rocky, rough future. Going to be a wild one. Buckle up and get ready. Speaking of a rocky future, let's talk about F-16s to Ukraine. Trump won't debate, and your doctor's probably a piece of trash. A lot more to go on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's also talk about this. I just got done putting in a hero order for everyone in my life. Well, I thought everyone in my life. I asked the wife if she wanted anything from Hero Gun, and of course she wanted another Hero Arrow. She wanted another one specifically for working out. Ladies, get one for working out. Michael, of course, wanted one for his, I won't say. Chris wanted one for his, I won't say, but they all the hero orders were done. Talked to the sister on Sunday. What'd she say? Hey, can you get me a hero gun? I'm sick of it. Everyone else, listen. Hero2020.com. I love them too. Look, it's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit, and it will save your life. A hero gun shoots the pepper balls. A hero arrow shoots the pepper gel. It will stop a bad guy in his tracks. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. That's how you get a special discount. Go get one. Everybody, Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.